You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Valentine's Day is coming up. We're going to make it easy for you by giving you a chance to win tickets to the Miami City Ballet and a bouquet of flowers for a Valentine's Day performance.
It's not bouquet.
You know, he's been doing it for 2 days, and I was like,
he really has, and it's been bothering me.
Yeah, what do you guys call it?
It's a bouquet. It's a bouquet.
No, it's a bouquet.
No, it's not. It's not a bouquet.
Dude. A bouquet? Who calls it that?
Everybody.
Everyone. It's everyone minus you.
No, you guys sound ridiculous. Me? I'm sorry. I got to draw the line. I know you guys are doing a bit here. It's
no,
funny.
No. That's a restaurant called Bow Campers.
Okay. Yeah. Delicious, by the way.
We're talking about a bouquet of flowers.
Yeah, you're right. A bouquet of flowers. We're saying the same thing. So anyway, you guys can win a bouquet of flowers and a Valentine's Day performance with the Miami City Ballet. Just keep listening to our show. Hopefully, they'll act a little bit more mature.
Okay.
And we can get you guys a great setup, a great Valentine's Day scenario.
I like
so just keep listening to us
right now.
Why?
He's just throwing all the words that he knows.
Yes, all the stuff. Like, you going out of your way.
For a bouquet.
Out of your way.
Wow. Okay, I see the problem. I see the problem here. This is one of those words where the American pronunciation differs from the British pronunciation. American is B-O-W-K-A-Y. The British pronunciation is B-O-O-K-A-Y.
Okay, so what you're saying...
Okay.
Okay, so what you're saying... So what you're saying was, I was right.
No.
Well,
it kind of feels like I was. It's a bouquet of flowers.
It's just the way. Why? Can I just?
I just don't like it. I just don't like it.
That's how it's said, though, dude. What do you mean?
Oh, I just don't like
you
it.
You do things, though. You do things. That. No, you're not right. Just because. I don't know why. You're not right.
You're just not right here.
You're just not right.
Marco says Google says I'm right, so I don't know.
You're not English.
Yes.
No, but he said that the English is the way you guys are doing it. You guys are acting like the blokes, not me.
Mm-mm. They were first.
Yeah, what are you on, Love Island?
Okay. You know what? Well, it's fine if we were to have a chat about it, but now all of a sudden there's an issue with our Love Island accent.
That's it. Not right on principle.
Mm. What?
Yes, because you've been like, dude, you have been relentless today. You have gone out of your way to make the three of us want to choke you out.
Bouquet.
Bouquet.
Yeah, so I was right.
Let me see what you Googled. Let me see what you Googled.
Yep. That's one. Can you switch it, though? Can you switch it to the... See where it says American? Can you switch it to the
British? Yeah. British.
If this proves it, we're not in Britain. So, therefore, Tobin's right.
British pronunciation.
Is Britain a thing?
Tobin's just not right.
Bouquet.
BUK.
BUK.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize into the show with a couple didgeridoos.
Okay. That's not even, that's Australian.
Whatever, dude. That's how you're saying it. I said it correctly. I just wanted to pop, like, for once, can you two, can the Hobnob twins for once just admit defeat?
Who? Hobnob twins?
You two. Two Hobnobbers. Just admit defeat. You don't know how to say bouquet.
To you, never. Never. Yeah, I can't do it. I can't. Something in my brain says, don't do it. You'll never. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's like, I can imagine 3 months from now. This is just like the bouquet situation.
Yeah, yes.
Nunyabut says, you live in the Gulf of America, Tobin. Did you guys see that Google actually changed that?
Yep.
Come on, Google.
How can you do that? I don't understand that.
Because Google don't want to get it, don't want that smoke.
But, like, hold on. Who the hell wants to vacation in the Gulf of America?
Of America.
It doesn't even sound nice. It sounds like a place, like, where you go on a pontoon boat and Jethro is shotgunning Coors Light. The Gulf of America.
So strange.
Are you kidding me?
It just sounds so long, too. Gulf of Mexico just throws off the tongue.
Of course. Lovely.
Gulf of America. There's so many other things to worry about, dude. It's
just exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Like how one egg costs $1.50 now.
Or how you guys don't know how to say bouquet.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You learn something new every day.
I thought I was going to get $5 dozen eggs, not 15.
Coming to Love Island.
That went the other way.
Isn't coming it to Love also Island,
really a bombshell, Leroy now? Horde.
Yeah, because nobody wants to buy them.
Yeah. So, like, what season of British Love Island are you two going on?
What are you trying to say by that?
What season
is it? I'm saying you guys are talking like you're from England. And that's not how you should be speaking.
This, you know, year what? America,
we know how to say bouquet.
In order for Jennifer to go on Love Island, she got to stop cropping dudes out.
You guys are really coming after me on Valentine's Day weekend.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's so messed up.
At least you got to have like a Valentine's Day guy, right?
Scooby.
Look, they got Love Island.
Love Island's American bird, Jennifer, over to Love Island, love.
I will never go on that show.
Tell me, do you watch Love Island All Stars?
Say never.
I cannot.
I've been watching Love Island All Stars. It hasn't been fantastic.
Wow.
I think with, like, because Love Island All Stars, the only person they have that's really, there's only two people on there that I really remember. And one of them is Curtis, who is one of the most despicable characters in the history of Love Island.
Oh.
And then the second is Ek and Sue, and they're together. But the great thing about it is Ek and Sue is so cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, she's already got Curtis in check. Like, she's got him in a chokehold. So they've almost canceled each other out, which makes the rest of the season kind of boring.
Damn. Have you ever seen the show Love, Marriage at First Sight?
Love at First Sight?
Is that different from Love is Blind?
No, but I saw like a reel about it. And it was like comes a girl on, walking well,
the only reason why I know about it is because it comes on the same show I watch, same television show Tuesdays that I watch my show. So once it comes on, I'm done. But just the concept has to be one of, if you go on a show, right, and you marry somebody that quick, and then mm-hmm. they throw you in a room with all the other people, right? Like, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Agreed.
And that's what they get.
Yeah, for sure.
Dade Sal says Temptation Island Spain is the show right now.
Ooh.
This has some of the craziest Twitter stuff I've ever seen in my life, this Temptation Island Spain.
So you've actually heard about it?
Well, yeah, it's impossible not to see it on social media. Temptation Island Spain. This went viral this week, Leroy. There's this show on Temptation Island Spain. So I don't know. Because even after I saw this, I was like, this is like right up my alley. Where do I watch this? And I don't even think you can get it here because it's in Spain. But on the Twitter clips, this guy, I mean, it went viral because this guy who apparently had cheated on his lady, then I don't know the back and forth. So all Temptation Island Spain viewers, excuse my ignorance on this. They show the date that your lady is on Temptation Island. And this guy's name was Montoya. And Montoya, what do you remember what the lady's name was, J-Fig?
No, but I think Anita. I saw someone say Anita.
Yeah.
Anita. So Anita, she's got a new squeeze that she's with on this Temptation Island date.
And this Anita thing is not like the actual artist, Anita, right?
No, I don't believe it is. Not the Brazilian artist with the cheeks. No, I don't believe that.
Okay. With the cheeks.
That's what she's known for. The cheeks. She has the cheeks out. I saw her at the Triller boxing event with the cheeks out.
Okay.
Cool. She performed.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I mean, so did Lizzie.
Who?
Lizzie had her cheeks out at the a Timberwolves game.
Who the hell is Lizzie?
Who the hell is Lizzie?
Lizzo?
The singer. Lizzo. Sorry, Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo.
Mm. Yeah.
Anita doesn't look like Lizzo, dude.
That's why you were throwing it out there, minus one. Anyway, can you continue with Montoya?
Montoya. He's watched, so they gather him around this fire, Leroy, and they have to watch Temptation Island in action. Now, mind you, they're speaking Spanish, so I'm going basically off the clue. But whoever this new squeeze that Anita is with, they're in the bedroom. And my man is watching Anita falling into temptation, let's just say that. And they show it.
Whoa.
And this dude, he has a breakdown.
Oh, no.
Understandably so. But so much so, they're on some beach somewhere. And the guy, after falling in agony, he's trying to then, I assume, run to the villa that he's at. And he just takes off in the middle of a rainstorm. And they're like, Montoya! Por favor! And trying to catch him because he's just run completely off into the distance on a dark beach trying to find his lady who's getting her cheeks, you know, temptated. Okay. And all I'm saying, dude, is it looks like the greatest television I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, wait. Anyway. So wait. So just use SAP.
Temptated.
SAP. What do you mean? If you watch it in Spanish, you use SAP, they'll put English on it.
Leroy, it's on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I can't get the television show. It's in Spain.
So here's the deal.
There's no way of finding this anywhere.
So here's
the deal. I don't think so. I looked, I was like, where can I watch this? This is the greatest reality show ever. And nope, it's not anywhere. But the thing is, so apparently there's another clip that's gone viral, and I think he gets some get back at her with a new squeeze that Montoya has. I think it's the same people. And this woman that he's with, she's like Scuba Steve because they're in a pool and she disappears under the pool like Aqua Lady and somehow doesn't come up.
Whoa.
And so his lady, who was getting the bed rocked, she's now losing it. It's incredible.
No, wait.
What's going on here, dude?
Okay.
So this Montoya. So let me get this straight.
So much temptation.
In the 5 minutes that I've heard,
Marcos is sweating in that corner.
This Montoya, who's already been with a whole bunch of women, like chasing women up and down Temptation Island.
Yep.
Right. Then he has to watch his girl, who probably has seen him.
Yep.
Doing all his dirt. Then she's like, I'm gonna give him some get back. And he broke down.
Oh, no. And then ran a 40 like he was in the combine.
You probably should have thought about that when you was out doing dirt.
Yep.
This is
I don't feel sorry for him. If he had been a good guy and, you know, and everything was cool or whatever, and then his girl did that, I could understand being hurt. But if you play in the field and then she go play it, but you can't get your feelings hurt.
I'll send you.
So then he find a new girl, and now she get her feelings hurt.
One second. Why does it say you can watch it on Peacock?
Can you watch it on Peacock?
Yeah, and Hulu.
Wow. Are you sure that's not just any Temptation Island?
I mean, You know what? I didn't put Spain. One second.
It has to be Spain. Spain. Yeah, I think they have the regular, but apparently this is the wildest of all Islands of Temptation.
You know it's wild because the only place where I can find anything on this is worldstar.com. You know that's not a good sign.
According to Dave Staff, initially Montoya just got a dance from a lady. No bigs.
Wow. Ah,
I think she took can it too far. Buy it for $667.
So, but here's the deal. Why, if that is the case,
yep,
and you know y'all both that way, don't you have to tread lightly on Temptation Island?
Well, I don't think you probably should go on Temptation Island.
That's probably the best.
Well, like it's like the show where the married couples go and see if they still got it.
The ultimatum.
The ultimatum.
Yep.
If you go into the ultimatum, y'all ain't leaving there together.
Wait a minute. Oh, my God. She is like Aqua Woman. I was like, wait a minute. They just kissed. And I was like,
well. Marcos, of course you're looking that part up.
Oh, no, dude. She's like the Jacques Cousteau of cheating.
She just disappeared. Well, then now this is Anita that I think I'm looking at. It's very angry. No. I'm like, I don't think you should be angry, ma'am.
Wait a minute. And let's think about this.
Wow.
What was that other show here? Too Hot to Handle, but this is much worse.
Let me use Jennifer because she's the only single one, right? So I'm going to say this. You go to a show like that with your significant other, and you know every time you go on one of these dates or whatever that your significant other is watching, aren't you going to be more careful? If you want to be with your...
I would not be caught on one of these because...
I'm just saying.
I am
just saying.
Human. I will go off.
I'm just saying.
Crazy. Oh, yeah. You watch it during the break. We got to take a break.
Anita is secretly an...
You know what? Let's just have him watch it. Volume down, though, Leroy. A little bit. Well, you know what? What does it matter? What is Spain going to flag us? Let him have the audio up.
Wait.
There's no rules.
Oh, no. Wait. Ooh, he's in his tighty whities now. Okay. It's go time, baby.
Okay. Yep.
Ooh, turn off the light.
My hip.
And then throw the drawers at the camera.
That's.
Look at her.
My history.
Wait, who is she? Who is he watching? Who is he watching with?
I believe the other Islanders. I think the host.
That's the hardest part. You have other islanders who are watching your heartbreak in live action.
Your heart rate?
Hey, so wait, she's sitting there like, uh-oh.
Wait, can someone send me this link?
Oh, wait. No, Montoya. No, you got to be a player, dog.
Can't do it.
No. Breaking down like the Chiefs up in here.
Hold on, what is this?
He get through your offensive line with just a four with rushing four. Oh, he gone. Look at Patrick Mahomes on the run. No.
Is this
look at him. And why is he running like he running like we need like what's the music from? Look at him! Wait,
and then it's finally, so hard to watch this and try to listen.
Oh yeah, I don't know whether to feel bad. It is Temptation. Oh!
It's like Leroy's watching like highlights of
no, because they showed like look. Oh,
it's really
they
impressive.
Wait, so they trying to do some editing? They going back and forth.
Oh yeah,
right.
They're going from cheeks to sprinting.
Yeah. Ooh. Wait. Here's the other part.
Yep.
If he left just when they pulled the sheets over.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
He would have lost his mind if he saw the Humpty dance.
Probably, dude. Probably.
It's like, is that a fast forward? That is a lot.
Jessica!
So wait. But so... Here's my question.
Yep.
Who acted a fool first? Him, right?
I believe he did. According to Dade South, though, it was only a dance.
Was it like
I don't know. I don't have the was show. I've only seen these two viral clips.
Was it like I'm in love with stripper dance?
You're the racer.
What was that? I don't know. I don't know. You're starting to ask me hockey questions. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen. Big Spoon wouldn't mind if I line dance with somebody. But if there's a chair dance or something going on, somebody getting knocked out.
We got to take a break. We'll take a break.
Oh, wait, I don't want to watch the show, but I got to tell you. I'm curious what happened to old Montoya. Montoya lost his mind on national TV, right? In a different language. I need to know what's going on.
Montoya was drafted by the Chiefs. You saw that 40? This is crazy.
Like, oh my God. Dude.
I hope they have a reunion.
Reunion? Me coming back, I can't embarrass this in front of a whole nation.
Oh no, there has to be a reunion.
No,
come on,
ain't no way. They probably told me you can't get paid unless you do the.
Oh, there'll be a reunion. People love these. People who go on these shows are definitely a little tweaked, and they want to be there till the very end.
Really,
for sure. Oh yeah,
really.
I've never.
I got to tell you. You know his boys are calling him, dude. You left. You left. Then the good part happened. You missed it.
Well, I don't even know. Like, they may still be doing the show for all I know. I'm not sure how this show works. If it's live, if they have to stay there, if this has already been in the can. I'm not sure.
Here's the deal. If I were ever on the show like this, and this is for all you people out there. If you ever on a show like that and you bring a girl or a man or whatever, right? Here's the rule. All of your interaction with others is only going to be a response to what your partner does. Don't be the initiator. Because if you are the first one, you ain't going to like the get back.
That's why it's Contentation Island.
Oh, you could tempt. No. Listen. You could tempt all you want. It don't matter. I would never be the first one.
You. But some people here are just not loyal. Okay.
No, well, okay.
They forget.
So
they black out.
Why is he crying and running sprints in the dark? You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh.
Take a break. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
15 minutes.
Bum. 15 minutes of heat here, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com.
So I watched part two of that scene. Why was she crying?
I don't know.
Like,
And then she was getting mad and everything.
You should have been crying when dude got in his Speedos like it was go time. And you were like, I really don't want go time. So you start crying.
Somebody's got to pick this show up in America because it feels like it could be the biggest thing that there is. But anyway, tip off tonight from OKC is set for 8 o'clock. Coverage begins at 6:45. The word is that Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez back with the team in Oklahoma City after missing the last game with the Bubble Guts. They are boots on the ground for the Thunder game. Still questionable officially. The bad news is, well, the other news is that Terry Rozier also missed shoot around today with a stomach bug. So we wish Terry Rozier a speedy recovery.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's raggedy. Oh, yeah. That is raggedy.
What, dude? It's just a tummy ache.
Don't do that. Don't do that. But he also.
It's not like I wished him sick. He is sick. Duncan is also questionable with the tummy issue. So
we need dunks.
I really.
I think we need dunks more than Spo thinks he need dunks.
I really have the question of what the hell happened at this gala, like where everybody is just getting tsunamied with tummy issues. This is crazy.
I don't know, but tummy issues don't last that long.
That's right.
You get to meet Jesus, it's like a couple of days and that's it.
Yeah, it could be a couple of days. Yeah.
I don't know what Andrew Wiggins discussed after last game. He talked about what it would be like to get a chance to play with Tyler Hero. Here was Maple Jordan.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. You know, he's an all-star for a reason. You know, in the game, he's going to score the ball. He's going to create for other guys. You know, he's a very tough matchup. So I'm excited to get on the floor with him.
That'll be definitely the version that should be a little bit more clean than it was this last time around.
I mean, you get the bubble guts. You'll eat something. It takes 24 hours to actually get through your system.
Right.
Then you probably have to get some electrolytes in you, and boom, you're good. Like this 2-3-4 day thing, that's something more than bubble guts.
I guess, but that's what they put. They put stomach illness. So, like, what else am I supposed to go with? Everybody else is getting the same stomach illness.
But you could get, you know, a bad tummy if you had the flu. Right?
Yeah, I suppose.
So, yeah. I don't know, because, like, I got people in here that's sick. Rebecca ain't been to school all week. She even had a fever and stuff like that.
Jeez.
Right.
Mm.
So...
apparently, there's a stomach virus going around.
Is there?
Well, yeah.
I don't get stomach bugs.
Well, if they were all at the gala, like nobody, it doesn't hit you like, you know, you don't have like a digestive system like a boa constrictor for some people. Like it all should have hit them at the same time.
Right. Oh, look. That
like Bridesmaids, the movie.
Right.
Look at that.
Oh,
this
dude.
Is the new bandage. The other one was, whoo.
I still can't believe you. How long did that take for them to drain you yesterday?
It was like,
how did you get that?
I don't know. It was like draining and then sopping it up and then cutting. Like she had the knife. All I could see was the tool she was using because I couldn't see my elbow, right? And I'm like, yo, hey, that's longer than the needle.
Did they leave like an antibiotic in there, that looks like a shoestring or something in there?
Yeah, that's the medicated stuff they stuff it with.
That makes it grow from the inside out.
I have to go back tomorrow, and then they'll change everything. But yeah, so when I took it off to change the bandage because it was like the other bandage, it couldn't soak up no more stuff.
You got a spider bite.
When I took off the other bandage, you could see like it looked like my arm was a bomb because it had the little string stick, the wick sticking out of it.
I cannot stress this enough.
It doesn't hurt, like it feels great. It doesn't hurt anymore. So that's I'm awesome. Good.
More I'm details. Good.
Although I will say it was, you know. It was uncomfortable. It wasn't painful. It was very uncomfortable.
It's kind of like watching Terry Rozier play for the Heat right now.
Jesus.
It's uncomfortable.
Okay. I mean, you can say watching the Heat as a whole.
Okay.
Because, mostly him.
I mean, they haven't scored 90 points in two games.
Yeah, I'm aware. Okay. And who's got the worst plus minus and all that? Don't worry. You don't have to look it up.
Are you confirming that?
You don't have to confirm it. I'll confirm it for you.
If I go look at their last games.
Go ahead.
And he's not.
Go ahead. Go look at it.
Yeah.
Why would I steer you wrong?
Because you want to make your point. You want to make your point, so you'll lie.
I don't have to. What point do I have to make? You watched it.
Oh, my God. He has a minus.
They played on Monday?
Yep.
Okay. Heat Celtics. Let's see.
This is a thing we like to call Leroy reading the internet for things he should already know.
Okay, where Mitchell Yo Rozier?
This is not good. Ooh.
Goodness.
Yep.
Well, Nico was second worst at minus. He was minus 23 against the Celtics.
Yeah.
Nico was minus 21.
Nico was building a brick house in that game, that's for sure.
All right.
On the season, though.
I think that.
Then they played Saturday, right?
Yep.
Saturday?
Oh, Saturday. What a terrible game. Or Friday. I think it was Friday, actually.
Friday, he was minus 21 on that game.
Yeah.
On the season thus far, he is minus 113.
Awesome.
Listen.
Investigate.
That would have beat the Heat. His minus would have beat the Heat the last two games.
Jesus.
Just a comparison, Tyler Hero is plus 7 this season.
Just like so we're clear, though, just so we're clear. If the Heat do win tonight and no Terry Rozier, okay, and I think they would be 4-0 at that point.
It's the same two guys, Nico and Terry. Yeah.
Nico's plus my, because he's been playing with Terry. And when you play next to an anchor, you get next to an anchor.
You say Jovic just getting pulled down.
Yes, wow, I am telling you that.
Wow.
Dude, I'm telling
you. That's so bad. That is bad.
It's the truth, dude. It's the truth, though, Leroy.
You're the only person that would say
another person's downfall is because he's playing with the anchor.
Dude, if you get stuck with a bum, then you're in the bum club. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's not Nico's fault. When Nico plays with tall time, never an issue.
Like, I'll go ahead on then.
I bet you if you put Nico's numbers without Terry Rozier on the court with him, I bet you they're a lot better. I bet you anything. But you're there with Terry.
But I would say this. I don't believe in the plus minus stuff.
You cannot believe
and
it.
And I know some. Hold on. And I know some people do. And if you do, is it too much to figure out that those two guys shouldn't be on the floor at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know why Eric.
I don't want my two worst guys, as far as plus minus, being on the court together.
This organization can sit here and tell me that they are not just playing him to not admit defeat on a deal. You guys can say that out loud, and you guys can say that to whoever you want.
Guard though.
Anybody else?
No.
Anybody else? Leroy.
That's not
anybody else.
That's not true.
Dude, put the ball. You have two bigs who can handle the ball. Put it in their hands and put Pella out there.
Guards.
Doesn't matter. Dude, they're point forwards. Put it out. Put it in their hands.
All right.
Put it in their hands. Enough of this nonsense. Right. He can't shoot. He turns the ball over. It's over, dude. And by the way, every time they tell him to catch and shoot, he does it for like 2 seconds. He's effective at it. And then he goes back to 9 step back dribbles to clank it off the backboard.
That's my favorite is when he pulls off the, when he tries to do the Harden.
Clank!
So, but I'm just saying, like, you know Spo looks at these things. What numbers does he have that think we could still keep trying to use Terry?
Probably the same ones that shoved Kevin Love down our throats for three months. he's a veteran. You got to turn it around. I believe, you know, it's the same thing.
Hey, like Kevin Love needs to be in a position where he introduces the elephants. Now, you know what I mean?
The ringmaster?
The ringmaster. Ringmaster don't play with the lions and don't ride the elephants. He just announces.
Kenneth says Eric Reed is getting tired of saying Terry is most effective going to the rim on every broadcast. Yeah, because anytime he does the step back, you're like,
but he misses layups.
He has been missing layups.
He's bad around the rim.
He has been missing layups, but like when he steps back for three, if it's not a catch and shoot, if he steps back for three, it has no prayer of going in. It's like, bang!
Say this. It's not for lack of effort. Because dude is trying hard. I mean, he's moving around. He's not, but he hasn't been playing well. The problem is I think they look at him as the backup to Tyler. Now, what I think is going to happen at some point is they gonna put Mitchell at the point guard and put Tyler at the two so Tyler can do all that running around and stuff. You know what I mean?
Dade Sow says, Tobin is watching Jimmy on the Warriors like Montoya. I'm not yet, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Dade Sow. I'm not yet, but if they get, let me tell you, if they go on a playoff run, whew, you're going to see me running on the dark beach somewhere.
Yeah, but you won't feel like I was thinking that, you know, this is a Saquon situation. It really isn't because of the way it ended. Like, it got to the point there was no place or no way to fix it. So they had to get rid of him. You see what I mean? So I don't feel like whatever Jimmy does somewhere else, we knew for damn sure he wasn't going to do it here. When it got to a certain point that no matter what, he was never going to give you that effort again.
Doesn't matter, though. If he goes and he has a playoff run with them and he gets to the Western Conference Finals with Steph Curry, like, he would have been right. Like, I know that they would have been annoyed by all the stuff that they put up with him. But if he's able to do it again, Leroy, and he does it with a Western Conference team, his point would stand. He is one of those guys who needle moves in the playoffs like other. Yes, you can't rely on the stuff on a regular, but he makes it worth it.
Okay, but can I say this? That also, Jimmy is a better number two than he is a number one?
I think that's the whole ideal. Like, if you have right. that's you know, but that would go to his point of like, hey, you guys never got me the number one score.
It wasn't like they didn't try. Remember, Dame wanted to come here.
Okay, but what did they do to try? They got outweighed on a cold war?
You said Cronin wouldn't do a deal with
him. But they also tried to embarrass Joe Cronin. They tried to embarrass him and bully him. They didn't do everything it took to get Damian Lillard. Those are the facts. Everybody did not do everything it took to get Damian Lillard.
I can't say that that's not true or that it is true. I just know that it got to the point in that whole situation where the Heat were peacocking, saying this is the only place you want to go. This is all you're getting. And then Cronin said, never mind. And he called their bluff. So from that standpoint, I think that's how it went. And I don't know how it went. But no, they were trying to get Dame.
Yeah.
Also, would you have given up any of your young guys? Because you really like Jovic.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Nobody wanted Tyler. Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you don't have Kalel. You don't have Kalel.
You don't have Kalel yet. So
maybe if you stop playing Nico with Terry Rozier tanking his plus minus numbers, you know, maybe I'd feel a little bit better. But you guys still sticking with T-Row, and I want him to get away from him.
Hey!
What?
The way you've been trashing my man, you don't call him T-Row.
Oh, I'm going to call him T-Row, dude.
Call him by his nickname and call him trash? No.
Scary Terry. We're scared, all right, dude. Oh, we're scared.
Wow.
Every time you step on the court about how much
Marcos,
you
know, this started at 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
you have been relentless all day.
I'll tell you who Scary Terry. You know who's scared when he steps onto the court? The backboard.
Was Terry on the floor with all those single-digit quarters?
Yeah, he keeps putting him in the fourth quarter. And he plays him every fourth quarter. What are you doing?
I'm just telling you. You can't call him T-Row. You don't get to use nicknames when you trash somebody. And he don't want to be you. No. That I mean, you say, what's up, T-Row? No. No. We ain't taking no break.
Take a break tomorrow. End of the show. So
you still think about what you've done.
Before we get out of here, if you guys want to go to the Miami City Ballet, pair of tickets right now to caller 3, 305-567-0560. Caller 3 wins a pair of tickets to the Miami City Ballet for a Valentine's Day performance and a bouquet of flowers. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller 3 will win that prize. If you guys don't win, you can purchase tickets at MiamiCityBallet.org. Talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Oh, if you weren't married to your wife, who would be? Oh, with Celia Cruz, obviously.
Is she dead?
Oh, no.
Yes!
Yeah, she's dead.
How long has she been dead?
Oof, close to a decade, I think.
Look, no. Asukar, you know, like, dude.
I'm stupid. And here's why.
This Rays guy looks like he eats lunch alone.
Monica, get the f*** out of Miami, man.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.